Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I want to know who your most important Cleveland Brown is right now.
I'm probably going to say Kenny Pickett because I feel like they are kind of hoping that he can win this starting job and be what they hope that he can be. And if that happens, then I think that he would end up being the most important Brown.
That's Mary Kay Cabot with us just moments ago. Again, congratulations to her for winning the 2025 Bill Nunn Award from the Pro Football Writers of America. And I said, can you have a party like Joe Thomas did when he made the Hall of Fame? Because I think, isn't there a celebration down there during Hall of Fame weekend for her?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like it's part of the ceremony?
Absolutely.
And Pat had said, and I mentioned a couple of bars down there, unpaid testimonial. Pat says, Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I'm disappointed in you two. You didn't even offer the rooftop patio at Nice Steakhouse for Mary Kay's party. My reaction was, we only host sad occasions at Nice Steakhouse. Remember, the patio is only open during bad weather. If the weather's good in August, it ain't open. The steaks are sloppy.
Always.
The steaks are always the opposite of what you want them to
be
done.
We had a great first two quarters, but we're not going to do anything.
No. Now, right? And they're always going to be overpriced, and we only do funerals. Someone loses a job, we're there. Your dog dies, we're there.
Perfect. Perfect for the occasion.
You win an award, your kid makes National Honor Society? No.
No. Divorce
do
parties?
Not, no.
Yes.
Oh, depends. Are you happy? Did you win out in the divorce?
We want the losers of the divorce.
Owen's first three divorces, we're closed. The third and fourth, fourth and fifth divorce.
The forthcoming.
We were open. Oh, you guys bet. Oh, I'll be so sad. I love you both. David Sampson joins us at 9:01. All right, Mary Kay said her most important, she just said her most important Cleveland Brown is. I said to you yesterday on the phone, I go, Jerry Jeudy's my most important Cleveland Brown. He goes, you're going to have to explain that. And I said, gladly. Because I think that there's football, I think, is still built inside out. You can find good wide receivers in different positions and different draft picks, even though it's a tough thing to say in this city, but still. There was a report there yesterday that, hey, they've signed a lot of wide receivers because we're still without Michael Woods, David Bell, Deontay Johnson. I think Cedric Tillman wasn't practicing yesterday. And by the way, it ain't necessarily murderer's row. I got four different quarterbacks. Two of them are rookies. Another one's young, and I still think is probably scarred from his bad experiences to some point. You need Jerry Jeudy like you need air. If we're signing guys that like sports talk radio people haven't heard of, you need Jerry Jeudy as badly as you've needed any wide receiver, because you're going to look at this offense. You need Harold Fannin to show up. You certainly need David Njoku to have a year, because you don't want them to do a situation where they either A, go, yeah, give him all the yards you want, because we're not going to be dealing with it, because we know that you guys are going to lose anyway, or B, they're going to circle him and cross him out and go, that guy ain't going to beat us. Because if you put it to everybody else, like, hey, man, I hope Cedric Tillman can get it figured out. We're going into a pivotal year with him. I mean, the rest of this, Michael Woods is coming off of serious injuries again. Deontay Johnson is Deontay Johnson. David Bell, a list of serious injuries there. I think that your depth at wide receiver is an extremely concerning thing, and you can't address that until next draft.
Well, you said something that
Jerry
was very
Judy
interesting.
Is
you
so
said
important.
What you don't want is just, hey, teams just give Jerry Jeudy the yardage or whatever. That's exactly what happened in that Denver game, in his career game. He got, this is one of the wildest games ever. He had 235 yards and they lost. How many receivers have ever lost a game? And it was against his old team,
too. It
was so bizarre.
I don't think that they
didn't guard him.
But I don't.
They never made an adjustment. The entire game, he was torching them and they're like, that's fine. Almost like he had.
I got to go back and watch because I didn't feel it was that way, but still.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was. I don't want to fight you.
Talking about this during the time.
Normally, when a guy dominates like that, now he's facing, like, not only press coverage off the line of scrimmage, now you're seeing them roll over help. They didn't do either of that. He was just open.
It felt like they said, Sean Payton was like, we didn't need you, and we're going to prove we didn't think you could do anything. We're not even going to respect that you're on the field.
It was bizarre.
Right.
The whole thing was bizarre. And he was amazing. And really, the whole year, he was really good. Last few games of the year, he kind of looked disengaged. I will say that. It was back to the penalties and the drop balls. You can understand a lot of that. They were kind of tanking at that point.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of got the bad Jerry Jeudy again. But with that said, still look at his year. I mean, he had 1,200 yards, 90 catches. He only had 4 touchdowns, but we understand kind of have to have quarterbacks to be able to get touchdowns. That's a big part of that.
I just know that I don't have a lot of good wide receivers to make the very best, most comfortable situation. I mean, good God, if people are in the building are talking about Shedeur Sanders being a week one starter, then you are going to need a lot of these guys. Because I got to give a good, strong shot. Because I do think that there is a little bit of one hand washes the other here. Where, yes, great quarterbacks can make guys who are not as great look fantastic as wide receivers. That is absolutely true. But we're talking about day two, day three rookies here. And Kenny Pickett off the scrap heap, which was traded for a day three pick. So day two and day three guys. They need all the talent they can get to throw to. David Njoku's talented. Quinshon Judkins behind him has a lot of talent. I hope they can hand the ball off to him. Okay, Dylan Sampson's looked pretty good in camp, but it's in OTAs. People want to say what they want to about players in OTAs not being a big deal. Okay, fine. You are going to need Jerry Jeudy because I don't trust Cedric Tillman yet. And the other guys, I don't mean to be mean. I don't trust them to be healthy enough to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To be on the field. Deontay Johnson, I don't trust at all. But Cedric Tillman, no. I don't trust yet. And the other two, I just don't know are going to be on the field because of injury. So you need those guys. You need Jerry Jeudy. You need him badly, man. You need him to be able to play well because I have to get to next year so I can get some help with that guy because I would like, in the best case scenario, for these guys to play well, one of these guys to play well, and then let's have a conversation about not having to go out and take a quarterback next year. And whether or not that's a real conversation or not, Tone, Whether or not that's a real conversation, I'm not sure. David Sampson going to join us at 9:01. You are so focused on the time of the game starting tonight and why it's the wrong time to start the games.
Yes.
Why all this is wrong.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to end up agreeing with you. Yeah, please go through this.
Now, the good news is kids are pretty much done with school.
Yeah.
So that's not as big of a factor. So it's not like the NBA is robbing the next generation or anything like that. This is just selfishly, and obviously I'm aware we get up early for a morning show. Most people don't do that. I do know a lot of people that get up at 5, 5:30 a.m. to go work out or to go get things done before their kids, you know, wake up. So I do think this impacts them in that, man, we start so many big games way too late in this country. I put up a map on Twitter and, of course, social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And I don't think people realize how much of a disservice the networks and the streamers all do to where their bread is buttered. And where is that? Where do the most people live in this country? They actually live in the Eastern time zone, and it's not even close.
I didn't know it was. I thought it was much closer. It is not.
Well,
please.
It's almost 50% of the country lives in the same time zone we're in. So, of course, the East Coast and all the way out to really Indiana, most of Indiana at least, you are in the Eastern time zone. Okay, so games that start at 8:30, you know, NBA finals games, as we know, we were in four straight. They go 3 hours. They're not the typical NBA game that goes 2:20 to 2:30. No, NBA finals games is more commercials, there's more ads, halftime's I think a little longer. There's going to be more challenges because it's every possession counts. And so you're going to probably end that game tonight if it tips off at 8:30 around 11:30.
Oh,
now, is that the end of the world? No, but certainly the way that teams get up 20 routinely in these playoffs, I bet you're going to lose a big part of the audience. Once one team gets up 20, even though you've seen Indiana rally back from those deficits. So I do think that's a problem. And even furthermore, do you know that 75% of the available households that have TVs in this country are in the Eastern and the Central time zone? So yet we are catering to the West Coasters who have to leave work. Why? It's such a small fraction of your viewing audience. And then I think about other big game times. We went over this on the podcast Tuesday night. Why is it college football? Where are most of your national champions? Where do they come from? What two conferences?
Oh, SEC and Big Ten.
And now the Big Ten's getting involved.
Well, the Big Ten's coast to coast now, buddy boy.
It's been all the SEC, but where do most of the college football fans live?
In the East.
They're in the Eastern time zone.
Yes.
We were starting games before they changed it a couple years ago. We were starting games after 9 o'clock. Dumb. These games are going 4 hours.
Yeah.
College football games can go 4 hours. So it makes no sense. They've got to start to tinker with this. And I looked, seven games. You have seven games. Now, who knows? The series might only go 4 or 5. They're betting 5 games, whatever. But if we get a great series and it goes 7 games, 6 of the games, you have all these days to work with. You have Fridays, you have Saturdays, or you have Sunday afternoons. All those times do not interfere with what I'm talking about, which is getting up for work. 6 of the 7 games are all going to be where the next day is a weeknight and you have to get up. So why are you doing that? Why aren't we doing games on Friday nights? Why aren't we doing games on Saturday nights? Why aren't we doing games on Sunday afternoons? We already told you that Caitlin Clark National Championship
Sunday
was 3 p.m. here in Cleveland, and it got one of the massive audiences for a non-football game you could ever get. So the NFL window, when's the most popular NFL window?
4:25 Sunday
4:25.
Afternoon.
When do we play the Super Bowl?
6:30 whatever.
You notice we haven't said that we play these big games in the NFL late night.
No.
We don't. People don't realize Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football are not the prime windows anymore in the NFL.
Boy, I wish I could disagree with you.
So why aren't we fixing this?
Because the only thing I think of is that they want to get 100% of the audience and not 75% of the audience. They want to guarantee as close as they can to 100% of the viewing eyes that they can get instead of 75%. Now, I think that maybe you could put it more on the West Coast, but you have two major hubs. New York is New York, and LA, they are the second major hub. I think they have a bigger voice than you would like. And there's executives on both coasts. And
you're
yes,
right.
the New York one is more important, and it always will be as important, be the most important. But Los Angeles is very important to them as well. I mean, you see the expansion of what the NBA did years ago, Major League Baseball, what the NFL has done, with good God, with SoFi Stadium in itself. Like, it's a very, very important thing. And is Vegas on West time or Mountain time?
West.
Oh, they're
it's
West?
It's West. Yeah. Okay, it's in the Pacific. all right, Vegas has become a more and more important city to every entity. So I think that they cater to them.
Yeah, but I think they prove it in Vegas. You could put games any time of the day in 24 hours. People are going to watch.
Yeah, Vegas, but there's definitely...
Vegas, their own thing.
I understand that, but they wouldn't have put teams in Vegas if there wasn't a rapidly growing population of people who make their home in Vegas, not just visit it as America's playground. Like, that was an argument I used to make years ago why there wouldn't be teams in Vegas, because it's too transient. Now, you have like two generations of people who have lived in Vegas their entire lives. And I think it's a very important market for all of the entities. I don't agree with it. I agree with you. I'd rather start games at 7 o'clock at night and at 3 on a Sunday. Perfect time. Perfect time for everybody involved. But they can guarantee my eyes, and they're going to do what they can to guarantee me if I lived on the West Coast.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.